When you think of The Jungle Book, you might think of the actual book, Rudyard Kipling's stories about a little boy raised by wolves. Or you might remember this.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
The cartoon version, the last animated film that Walt Disney personally supervised, will soon be half a century old. So the Disney organization is revisiting The Jungle Book, this time with state-of-the-art digital technology. In a moment, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco will talk with the director about the film's technical wizardry. But first, critic Bob Mondello has a review.
The camera pulls back from Disney's Cinderella Castle logo, an old-looking animated one, directly into a very real-looking 3D jungle. Critters, plants, waterfalls, and one little flesh-and-blood boy, Mowgli, running for his life, scampering up tree trunks, swinging from vines to get away, the camera careening after him, also trying to get away from the huge black panther that leaps when the boy loses his footing.
If you can't learn to run with the pack, one of these days you'll be someone's dinner.
Bagheera, voiced by Ben Kingsley, but persuasively furred, clawed, and ferocious, is Mowgli's guardian. He found the kid as an infant and got a wolf pack to raise him. Now, though, the little man cub is big enough that he's attracting attention, negative attention, from a tiger voiced by Idris Elba.
When was it we came to adopt man into the jungle?
He's just a cub.
A man cub becomes man, and man is forbidden!
To spare the pack, Mowgli sets off on his own, encountering assorted dangers. Scarlett Johansson's seductive snake.
Are you?
Christopher Walken's hulking orangutan.
I am the king of the Badalag.
Bill Murray's ferocious-looking bear, Baloo.
Relax, kid. No need to get worked up, okay?
Occasional jokiness aside, there's more at stake here than in the cartoon.
Hello?
Mowgli losing father figures right and left.
Who's out there?
Not to mention nearly getting pummeled by a mudslide, trampled in a stampede. The real-world stuff Leo DiCaprio did in The Revenant, 10-year-old Neil Sethi does plenty persuasively in Jungle Book's digitized world. A world that Iron Man director Jon Favreau had me so fully accepting as real that about an hour in, when Baloo started singing, I confess it bugged me. And yes, I know, animals talking no problem, animals singing not realistic, is not a defendable position. Shift in tone sounds better. But really, I'm grasping at straws, even as I marvel at a genuinely astonishing visual experience, about which the most genuinely astonishing thing may just be the last line in the credits. I'll let Mandalit tell you about that. I'm Bob Mondello.
As the credits roll, the phrase reads, filmed in downtown Los Angeles. The movie features only one live actor who performed in front of a blue screen on sound stages. As Mowgli, Neil Sethi was shot reacting to puppeteers from Jim Henson's Creature Shop. They stood in for the animated characters. The first-time actor offered this explanation to reporters at a press conference for the movie.
It looks like I'm climbing. I'm always climbing, and it's like 400 feet off the ground. But I can only be 30 inches off the ground, so it's just a blue pad, and it looks like it's so, like, far down, but it's really not.
The crew only had to build a few partial sets, branches, paths, tall grass, whatever Mowgli's body would touch or would cast a shadow on him. But the rest, the lush Indian rainforest, trees, vines, moss, waterfalls, all of that was created through the magic of 3D computer-generated imagery. Special effects supervisor Rob Legato says it was all rendered to be photorealistic.
Leaves and dirt and dust and all that stuff all has to catch light, all has to look like it would be real. Basically, because it's all a visual effect, although we're trying to blur the line between what's a visual effect and what's live action, is if it looks like live action, smells like live action, then for the audience, it's no different than that.
For The Jungle Book, Legato perfected a digital tool he first created for the Martin Scorsese movie The Aviator, then for James Cameron's epic film Avatar. Legato calls it Simulcam, a handheld camera that merges motion-captured live shots with computerized images.
I just call it virtual cinematography without getting too technical. Wherever the camera moves, the computer version of that camera is moving exactly, so it's in concert and sync with it. And then that computer signal and our live blue screen shot are merged in real time, so we can see as we tilt the camera up, we're seeing the canopy of trees or we're seeing the monkeys chase or carry Mowgli.
With experience on films such as Avatar and Life of Pi, the special effects team created realistic-looking animals. Legato says the animators visited zoos and were inspired by stock footage in the wild. They then refined the images in post-production.
The eyes and the pulsing that you see in the skin and you see in their tail when they breathe, even their tail moves, the little finesse, all that subtlety that makes you believe it. And there's one elephant shot that looks like it was shot on National Geographic. Beautiful footage, backlit, wonderful looking stuff.
The Jungle Book director and co-writer Jon Favreau says he wanted to honor Rudyard Kipling's original myths and also to add to the legacy of the original Disney cartoon. That meant using key images and music from the movie he watched as a child.
First and foremost, I remembered Bare Necessities. I remembered floating down the river, the bonding between Baloo and Mowgli. That was the strongest dynamic. I remember the snake wrapping up Mowgli and Mowgli being hypnotized.
Trust in me.
I remember, of course, the monkeys living in the ruins of the temple. I remember them kidnapping Mowgli, taking them away, and wanting to steal from him the secret of fire, the secret of man's red flower.
Favreau says it was a challenge to update the beloved G-rated musical for kids into a more realistic-looking PG adventure. But he says mixing up old stories with new tech was Walt Disney's secret. In that spirit, Favreau was eager to explore new filmmaking tools like Simulcam.
Which was, interestingly enough, very similar to what Walt Disney was doing when he was developing multiplane photography, where he implied depth and dimension through parallax, through sliding layers of perspective in his beautiful moving shots in films like Pinocchio has a wonderful version of it. Bambi has one that we reference visually early in the film.
Favreau says Walt Disney was always a bit of a tech geek. For the animated film Fantasia, he had engineers develop something called Fantasound, a predecessor of surround sound. Favreau revived Fantasound for movie theater screening his movie. It's even listed in the credits. Favreau says he hopes the movie creates a new sense of wonder.
The music and the sound effects and the performances and the animation and the visual effects, and to watch people's reactions as they try to figure out how we did what we did. There's the satisfaction that a magician has when they do a magic trick, or a chef has when they present a meal that's just unbelievably conceived and executed.
Audiences may appreciate the new Disney craftsmanship and look forward to a sequel. Meanwhile, rival studio Warner Brothers is making its own version, Jungle Book Origins. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News. He's gonna bang.